that we've been talking about, Maddie and Dan, that is one of the most interesting runners at Caulfield today, is the Group 1 winner, Be Good to Your Mother. And I'm not sure if Dan Bowman heard what Maddie had to say. He said he is too intelligent a trainer to be bringing him to Caulfield when he's not ready to go. I wonder if Dan Bowman agrees with that. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for the compliment, Matt.
Usual sling. That's okay, as per usual arrangement. That jump out that Bams on Fire and one or two others, Native Soldier, were in, was that a bit of a big tick for you to proceed to today?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Harry Coffey trialled him, and I said to him before he got on, I said, you're probably not going to like me much here, but I'm going to make you ride him cold. He might make you work, but yeah, he's done the job and trialled good, so we're very happy.
Why would you? That's a little bit against his. Are you just trying to add an extra string to his bow at this stage of his career, or?
Well, you know, horses with his racing pattern that just run forward and run them into the ground, they just don't have longevity. They start to turn it up and find out that they, when horses get in front of them, they just chuck it in. And we're trying to get a bit more longevity out of the horse. I think visually, his two best wins were the Rupert Clark and Sandown when he sort of sat third or fourth off a hot tempo and quickened. So just trying to get him to do that now. He's a bit older and hopefully he can relax a bit more. Just, want to get a bit more out of him in his career.
So is that the plan today? That's what you'll be telling Declan? You know, I don't want him leading. We want to take a sit?
Yeah, I don't have to tell Declan anything. He already knows. So, it's good speed, which is a big tick, so it'll be a genuine tempo. We can sort of be in that third pair from a good gate. And the horse has cover, then he should relax and hopefully he's finishing off.
Well, you think there would be a good tempo. You've got Morvada, Cuba and Grey Worm all like to go forward. Even Age of Chivalry, who's one of his old foes in there as well, Dan. I guess 1,400 first up. I mean, it's his lovely trip, no doubt about that. But was that always the plan, to have him first up at 1,400 today?
It's just lack of options, Dan, to be honest. There wasn't really a 500-metre race for a 101 raider anywhere to have an easy bowl around with no weight. So if he was going to go there today and have to go to his normal pattern of running along, he's not fit enough to do that. But the way we're trying to ride him, he's got a really good base fitness into him. He's as fit as I can get him, so if you can get that kind of run and relax, then he's definitely fit up.
Mate, we know you're a Leviathan punter. Are you going to have something on today?
Nah, nothing for me today. I'm just happy to see him run well. Sort of burnt my chips on Thursday on Typhoon Moon.
Oh, dear.
Take us back through that horror again. What was the story there?
Oh, he just... Werribee claims another victim, doesn't it?
Well, good to see you just like us, Dan. You don't get over things quickly. It was $8.50 as well, so it would have been a nice collect. Hey, you could get it back, though, if you wanted to have a crack at Capriccio today, but my gosh, this has come up a hot race. How do you think he'll go?
Yeah, it's a real strong race. Probably a little bit stronger than the last one she won, but she belted him, so you know, she's trying to get the right run. There's plenty of speed in this. They won't muck around here, so out of the chute, just sit midfield three quarters of the way back and get the outside and go through her gears again. If she's good enough, she's good enough.
How good do you think she is? She's beautifully bred, and from what we've seen with just a handful of starts, it looks like there's a lot of upside.
Yeah, I think she's getting better with age. I think her mother was similar. Mother just had a lot of sound issues, so this girl's probably a fair bit sounder than her. Look, I think sort of race like the Redalva and the Euclays is probably her wheelhouse for now, and who knows, with 12 months more under her belt where she'd fit in, but, you know, I think she's definitely sort of Group 2, Group 3 quality.
If I had to take $15 about Capriccio or Be Good to Your Mother, I would be angling to go Capriccio. Are you going to have something on it?
Oh, we got enough marks last time, Dan, when she was 100-1 on the Wednesday. If anyone's taken $15 that missed out the 100-1, they're just chasing their tail, aren't they? So
can we intrude further, Daniel? How big was it for you?
Nah, not me. I'm silly. But the owners had got enough out of it, so that was good.
And they're good slingers?
one of my good mates slung me a heap of Pro V1s, and if you've seen me hit them, I need plenty of them.
Well, that's two nice hopes there at Caulfield. I see you've got Golden Halo over in Adelaide at Oakbank today. Now, this was a when she was like a filly, I think she was touted as a possible 1,000 guineas hope at one stage. How's she going?
She's going good. She just has soundness issues. It's a bit of a plan to head over to this listed race and try and win a listed race with her. She's already placed black tight, but she needs to get that win. And we knew they'd have the track in the soft range for the jumpers, and she gets better with her toe in the ground. So glad to see Sistar come out. I think it's definitely a winnable race. Just going to need a good ride from the wide gate.
So she's $21. Is she almost the one that you're most confident about today?
Really happy with her, and she's in the right race. She just doesn't win out of turn, you know. She's got a terrible racing pattern. Gets back, needs speed on, needs to run on. But if Siren can sort of have her midfield three-quarters of the way back, only sort of 4 or 5 lengths off the leaders, and she can let down good, then she's definitely a chance.
How's the team gathering momentum towards Warrnambool? Will you be having a decent crack at the carnival this year?
We might have 5 or 6 runners. Nothing too serious. We're sort of putting our focus on the Adelaide carnival with a couple like Capriccio and Ocean Beyond and a few other young horses. So we'll be sort of aiming at that. And then we've got a couple of benchmark horses around the edges that might run at Warrnambool.
Are you still... you? Looked yourself in the mirror about 2 years ago and after you rolled off the couch and decided to do something about it with a massive side bet with a few of the other trainers down there. Have you, how's the weight ledger these days? Are you still fit as a fiddle or have you dropped the ball a tad?
I put a little bit back on. I didn't put as much back on as Peter Chow and Matthew Williams, but I've worked pretty hard the last couple of months. Me and my wife been doing personal training a couple of times a week. So I'm in a comfortable weight at the moment, healthy eating, feeling good.
Gee, so, I mean, if you're going to give Maddie some advice, what's the best way to maybe lose a couple of kegs?
Oh, no, I wouldn't be offering me advice.
You can't do that nowadays.
He just said, I'm too old for that rubbish, I'm just enjoying life. That's good on him.
I'll cop a horse tip off D. Bowman. I won't cop a weight tip off him.
Hey, Dan, good luck today, mate. Are you still... the boss of the Trainers Association down there, he's El Presidente, running things for the trainers down there. How's that going?
Yeah, no, it's going all right. Got to have a good meeting with the new councillors last week about the beach and the future of the beach. So that was good. And hopefully I can get on the ATA committee in the next couple of years and start to have a bit more say in the future of racing. You know, I think for blokes like myself and Archie Alexander's, Matt Cavani's, Mitch Freeman, them young trainers, you know, it's the future. It's our future. So the sooner we can get on the board of the committee of the ATA and start to have a bit more control over our own future and our own destiny, the better.
Now, this brings us to the big issue of the week of recent times of staff, track staff shortages. And there was a blow up at Ballarat in recent days that sapped them of 6 track riders as well. What's with your semi-ATA type hat on? What's the nature of the issue, and what's the solution?
Oh, there's no one answer for it. It's a difficult issue, but it's a tough industry, you know. And you got to want to work, and you got to want to work with the animal and long hours. And I think it's just a bit too easy these days for young people to not work for a living. You know, they got it too easy. Easy handouts from the government and their parents and get babied a bit, so not much you can do about that, but there's no band-aid for it. It's just one of those things. I think different hours would help a little bit, but then a lot of people ride track work and then go a normal job, and that's what they like to do, so it's a hard one, and it's hard to get all the trainers to agree on anything, really.
It's something that needs more discussion, Dan. And as you said, there's no one right answer. It's going to take a number of years probably to change. It'll be a slow process. So, hey, Dan, good luck today, mate.
Thank you.
Dan Bowman joining us there. Time